House, please come to order. Members indicate their presence by voting. Does any member fail to vote? The clerk please take the roll.
27 members present.
Again today, the Reverend Lou Rooker from the Northern Light United Church will lead us in the invocation. Would you please rise?
Shall we pray? All wise and all seeing God, look upon us as we gather here. We come from all parts of the state with personal goals and regional needs. We are a diverse people, conservative, liberal, libertarian, Democrat, Republican. It is our duty to represent these various needs and desires as fiercely as we may. Yet underlying our differences is a single faith and hope that through our work and struggle, the common good may be perceived and pursued. Indeed, that hope, O Lord, is the foundation without which democracy could not stand. For this larger vision, we dare not trust ourselves. Our range of sight is too narrow, our self-interest too strong. And so, O God, we turn to you, depending upon your guidance and your leading. Bless these women and men. Grant them energy for the day, renewal at the weekend, and your presence throughout their lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Furness, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Furness.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the proud be spread upon the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Would the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the journal for the previous day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 12th day and Senate House Joint Supplement Number 17.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 12th day and Senate House Joint Supplement Number 17 be approved as certified.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Are there guests to be introduced this morning? Mr. Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure. This is the first opportunity I've had in the 8 years I've been down here, but I'd like to introduce my most avid supporters, my wife and two daughters, Susan, Stephanie, and Carissa. Gallery B.
Mr. Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There were got a couple of constituents in Gallery B that caught the red-eye flight out of Fairbanks this morning, and they're from Nenana, and I'd like to introduce you to them, and I'd like to have them stand as I introduce them. I'd like to introduce Ann McDonald. She is the librarian at the Nenana School, and Christy Tressler, the Nenana High School. She is the student body president. Would you help me welcome them, please?
We have messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
From the other house?
The Senate approved the following citations, and they were transmitted to enrolling. Honoring Jack Shields, honoring Auden Edested, and in memoriam Dorothy Page, mother of the Iditarod. And the Senate adopted the conference committee report on committee substitute for House Bill 182, Labor and Commerce amended, and committee substitute for House Bill 182, Labor and Commerce amended Senate. Thus passing conference committee substitute for House Bill 182, enacted relating to and eliminating certain exemptions from the regulation of architects, engineers, and land surveyors, extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for architects, engineers, and land surveyors. This bill has been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Are there other communications?
We've received from the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation their fiscal year 1989 annual report. And from the Division of Business Development, we've received their final report by the Steering Committee for the Governor's Conference on Small Business. And we've also received letters of disclosure, and they'll be in today's supplement. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee, has considered House Bill number 53, Driver's License Driving Offenses, and recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute with a new title in due pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note and a zero note with analysis. The report was signed by the co-chairs Gall and Gruenberg, signing due pass, Gruenberg, M. Davis, Miller, and Martin, having no recommendation, Gall and Davidson. House Bill number 53 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Donnelly, you wish the floor?
Can we have a brief at ease?
Stand at ease, please. The House, please come back to order. Did the clerk read citations and resolutions?
House Joint Resolution 68 by the Judiciary Committee, urging the permanent appointment of an Alaskan to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit.
Be referred to the State Affairs and Judiciary Committees.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
At this time, I'm going to give an additional referral to two resolutions, H.J.R. 66 and H.J.R. 52, constitutional amendments dealing with limitations on spending. They were assigned to the Finance Committee. They'll be given a referral to the Judiciary Committee and then to the Finance Committee. Also, H.J.R. 35 apparently picked up a fiscal note, and that will require a finance referral as well. Would the clerk read introduction, first reading, and reference of the House bills?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 252 by Kopanen, Ulmer, and Brown. An act relating to the taxation of income into individual tax credits and providing for an effective date.
That'll again be referred to the State Affairs and Finance Committees.
House Bill number 426 by Jacko and Foster, an act relating to the notice requirements for adopting, amending, or repealing a regulation.
Community and Regional Affairs and State Affairs.
House Bill 427 by Schultz, an act relating to the hold harmless provisions of the Permanent Fund Dividend Program and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 428 with a governor's letter by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act making miscellaneous supplemental appropriations for fiscal year 1990 and prior fiscal years and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 429 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to subrogation provisions in insurance policies and to uninsured and underinsured motor vehicle insurance.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 430 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act requiring that overtime wages at twice the regular rate of pay be paid for certain work days and work weeks, requiring that overtime wages at 1.5 times the regular rate of pay be paid for certain work following the fifth consecutive day of work, defining day and week for overtime wages and relating to food and housing for construction workers at remote construction sites.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 431 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act making special and supplemental appropriations for international airport marketing, domestic tourism marketing, and the 1990 International Travel Fair, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Transportation, and Finance.
House Bill 432 by Grusendorf, an act prohibiting finfish farming and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk read the first item on today's calendar.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 48, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to a preference for shore-based processors and small coastal communities in the allocation of the fishery resources of the North Pacific. The Resources Committee has considered the resolution and recommends it be passed. Assigning due pass, Menard, Davidson, Jacko, Navarre, Davis, Hudson, Sharp, and Foster. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Moving to ask unanimous consent, the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 48, Resources, be considered engrossed in advance of third reading and placed on final passage.
Is there objection to the advancement motion? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the resolution is in third reading. Would the clerk read the resolution for the third time?
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 48, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to a preference for shore-based processors and small coastal communities in the allocation of the fishery resources of the North Pacific.
Is there debate? Ready for the question? Question for the House is, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 48, Resources, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
33 yeas, no nays.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 48 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's one citation on today's calendar. In Memoriam, Volney F. Grace. I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citation has been approved. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Are there announcements? Are there special orders? Mr. Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We arrived at this one rather quickly. I would like to privilege the floor to speak on the hold harmless provision of the permanent fund dividend check.
Without objection, Mr. Schultz.
Mr. Speaker, I introduced a bill today, House Bill 427, and I would encourage the people that have the opportunity to read through this piece of legislation. We've all heard of a lot of comments from our constituents about this hold harmless provision, and they would like to see it eliminated. The bill does not eliminate the hold harmless provision, but it takes it the burden of responsibility of all the Alaskans that are recipients of the permanent fund dividend check. It releases them from the responsibility of funding. If we decide that it's good public policy for us to fund this particular program, then we should do it through another mechanism, not through the permanent fund dividend check. So that's exactly what this bill does. And I would encourage a bipartisan support on this piece of legislation, and I would enthusiastically ask that each of you co-sponsor this piece of legislation. Let's show a united front that we, in fact, did not intend for this thing to get escalated to the point that it's at right now, $22 and something, starting out at $7 and something in 1984, escalating to the point that it's $22.82 right now. It may get to the point where it's $30, $40 deducted from the permanent fund dividend check. So I would encourage you to all co-sponsor this piece of legislation and send a message to the people of the state of Alaska that we, in fact, do want to protect the integrity of the permanent fund dividend check and their program that they constitutionally voted for. Thank you.
Are there other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.